First, though, Australia's border protection regime is again being questioned after alleged people smuggler Captain Imad was allowed to leave Australia. The Iraqi man, who was the focus of a Four Corners investigation this week, triggered a long-standing movement alert when he checked in for his international flight on Tuesday night. But the Federal Police Commissioner, Tony Negus, says there was no lawful basis to detain Captain Imad and prevent his departure.
Look, he's left the country. The AFP investigation will continue, and if there is sufficient evidence, we can certainly look to actually extradite him back to this country, or he may well return to his country of his own free will.
Commissioner Tony Negus confirming there the AFP investigation continues into these alleged people smuggling syndicates. Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare is in Perth this morning. He'll be joining us after 8:30. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Policing and politics clashing here, Michelle, and the result, I think you have to say, is confusion. The AFP says it was an operational decision. There was no lawful basis to prevent Captain Imad departing the country. But what I don't understand is that he wasn't even hauled in for questioning. I mean, people get detained for questioning all the time, don't they?
Well, I guess they do, but the AFP was aware of these activities. It also was aware of the program and apparently worked with the Four Corners program. So it wasn't a case of being caught off guard, it seems. And I do think that we have to have some regard for the rule of law. If the grounds for detaining him weren't there, then to do so when it wasn't legitimate to do so opens up a whole lot of other programs, other problems. Yes, it is embarrassing for the government. It's presumably a bit embarrassing for the AFP, but nevertheless, you can't just throw out the rules because of the look of the thing.
Well, the opposition says, you know, it makes a mockery of our border protection system, and it says the minister at least should have moved to revoke his visa. Now, Chris Bowen, the immigration minister, says he is still looking into the options there, but I guess it's all too late now.